folks, phasing out of Another Day by Galaxy 500. That's a great name for a band. Holy cow. Okay, let's stop. Rivendell, have you stopped? I believe you have stopped. I've turned your automation off. I've minimized you. Someone has opened so many tabs on this thing. This is like the most active I've ever seen the radio computer. But I think we're set. Okay, I have to get my ambiance here too. I promised my friend from work. Let's see. Can we get that? Is it coming through or is it playing out? Ah, wait, okay, I have to set it to, oh no. I'm like running Rekordbox on my crappy laptop and set this loop up in like 10 seconds as I was waiting to get into the station. Give me a second, let's try this. It's gonna be so worth it, and by that, it won't be, is what I meant. Oh yeah. Can you hear that? Restart to install the latest Windows update. No thank you. Snooze for now. Also, my computer is like at 1% battery, so I had to like trick it. I have to trick it to let it know that it's like plugged in. And by that I mean it has like a screwed up jack, so I need to like angle it at just the right level that the like diodes are touching or whatever, so that it actually gets a charge in. Anyway, as I'm talking and leading into the show, what you're listening to right now is the radio from the game Portal. Wow, I don't know why my voice did that. A Portal? It was like goofy. Anyway, Portal, but it has been uncompressed, but it's then been compressed again thrice and then played through another compressor, I believe is what we're listening to. And then played through a Discord music bot. Sorry, my bad. So it's got that little, like, kind of, like, rustic, kind of nostalgic feel to it. You can almost hear it playing from your brother's computer, like, through the wall, like, really loudly, is kind of the vibe that I'm getting. It's like those clips of, like, you just kind of hear, like, some, like a angry conversation through the wall, and then there's, like, lo-fi music playing. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. If you don't, I'm so happy that, like, your life is normal. If you do, amen, brother. I'm right there with you. Okay, I don't have a mix made. I should probably... I have to, like, get logged in and get everything set up. Oh, my God. I need to say what show we're on to in the next 40 seconds. Hopefully, I can get it in. This is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's so good to be back. Sorry if my energy's a little low. It's been a little low this week, so, yeah, might not have, like, the extreme wit that we had from the onboarding or, the intro show or the welcome back show. That being said, I have this incredible background music playing while I talk. I actually love... So, brief tangent. Portal is one of the best games ever made, or let me rephrase, Portal 2, one of the best games ever made. The physics engine is like super great. The story is like pretty decent for a puzzle game. And the narration is fantastic. Like the characters and like the voice acting is just incredible. Definitely recommend that you play Portal 2 if your computer allows it, which hopefully it should, because that game came out in like 2009. Eight, someone fact check me on that. But it's great. It's a fantastic game. Definitely one of the best like first time playthroughs of any game I've ever had. But this radio is in like the first room, if I remember correctly, and you can just like turn it on and turn it off, and it's like in the tutorial to teach you how to like interact with objects. So it has a place really near and dear to my heart. It's like back when I first started my Portal journey. And then spent 24 hours solving puzzles for online points, basically. Okay. Anyway, I don't have a mix. I have been, mental's been a little rough. We like to keep it open, keep it real on Button Pushers. The mental's been a little rough. Been messing with my work as well. So I took today off. I took tomorrow off as well. Just gonna try and do a reset. It's been a little hard to bring myself, toward making music and stuff too, so haven't really been doing a lot of like mixing and stuff. I did spend a decent amount of today. I can't, dude, this stuff playing in the background the whole time is like kind of messing with me, but it's fine. We'll just deal with it. Hopefully it's not like too loud. Can you guys hear me? What it? Oh, someone fact checked me already. Portal 2 came out 2011. Oh no. When did Portal 1 come out? 2006. Can you fact check me on that as well? Ryan, can I just... Oh my god, wait. Please get this off the air. Is it the... What? Oh, you don't like the music? The ambience? Okay, we can turn it down. It's getting old. We'll play some real music. Let's pause this. Let's see. Anyway, yeah, so I don't have like a mix planned, but I do have a lot of music. Kind of weirdly, like releases are pretty often, they'll come out on like a Friday, and this show is out like Thursday right before midnight. So it's like all of these releases were kind of from like last week, or like any of the ones that I say are releases, I suppose. But yeah, so I guess like it's new music, but in about 2 hours there will be even more new music. And if you're like one of my very loyal fans, which is what I'm gonna call you and not a friend, duh. No, okay, if you're one of my very loyal friends and you pay attention to my like Instagram story, I usually try to like show off the new tracks that came out on Friday that I'm a really big fan of. But and then I was like, oh, I'll just move that to the radio show. But now it's like it comes out almost a week after the tracks have been out, which is like, I know none of you guys really care, but like to me it's kind of messing with my music circadian rhythm. There's gotta be like a pun there that isn't just double using the word rhythm, but I'll figure it out later. For now, I'm just gonna play a song that isn't electronic, isn't even probably like that great, but I really like it. I think it has a really nice like natural feel to it. It's about, from my understanding is that it's about someone just getting kinda like caught up in the bottle, let's call it. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say on FCC. But look up the cover art, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's called Sauce by Manwolves. It's very great, and I like how the singer and like the band, like there's times where the tempo kind of falls apart, or like the cadence kind of falls apart, and it sounds like he's really leaning into the like the emotional undertones of the song. Wow, that made me sound so smart. Maybe, who knows? So let's try and get... Oh, please. Please, not my desktop, this computer. Come on. This is like the problems with trying to run an entire radio show and a record box instance on like a $100 computer. Let's try that. Oh yeah.
Fresh. If you don't have money, or can you still pull it off?
See, when I had no money, I still had sauce. Mm-hmm. See, if you don't got no sauce, then you're lost.
Mm-hmm.
But you also get lost in the sauce.
Taking off, lifting off, like I'm shooting straight from Mars. Sorry, Ma, I've been gone, haven't been home in like months. Now I'm off, sipping dope like I'm a fiend. I've been drunk, but girl, please don't fix me. Wanna own me, control me, but it cannot hold me. I've been inside my mind, been wasting time all by my lonely. Off a handle, drinking Jack, I should've changed my name to Daniel. Wax is burning like a candle, what my homie owes me. So stay focused, remember what you're here for. Told them that the drink was empty, they already got more. They got more, and all I am is happy now. Full force, bitch, who the fuck gon' stop me now? So who gon' stop me now? Who gon' stop me now? Who gon' stop me now? That's how I'm driven, now I'm off. I'm working harder, back where I started. I've been gone, I've been lost. I'm surely farting and my patience growing thin. There ain't nowhere left to hide. I need this more than anything. I'm crashing right beside the tide. My brother, my family, they all just staying alive. Drinking out the bottle, now I'm roaming on this side. In it, listen really fucking listen, I ain't stopping, sit. Tripping, getting what I'm getting. Mama love me, so you know I'm gonna make her proud. And there ain't no way that you're gonna stop me now. So who gon' stop me now? Who gon' stop me now? Who gon' stop me now? I've been here, I've been really here, have no fear, baby, have no fear. I've been here, I've been really here, have no fear, baby, have no fear. I've been lost in the stars, I've been lost, I've been lost in the stars, I've been lost in the stars, have no fear, baby, have no fear. I've been here, I've been really here.
We're back. I botched the transition because my computer won't load record. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I misread. One of my friends was like, get this off the air. And I was like, oh, man, I kind of liked it. But, you know, I do want the show to be enjoyable for everyone, you know. But he was referring to the music that was playing beforehand, which... Oh, it would be so, like, such a nice memory test for me to try to remember this. I remember it was Galaxy 500 because Galaxy was spelled with an IE, but I forget what the song track was called. That would have been cool, though, you gotta admit. Anyway, what we just listened to was Sauce by Manwolves. I derived it from a playlist that my friends and one of his other friends use while they're playing video games, and I was just listening to it. Found another track by Manwolves, which I believe... Also, can I just, like, crank this? It's gonna mess with my train of thought for sure, because I just want to, like, sing it. Aperture Science. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're so glad we get to meet your family, or something. Or, isn't that it? It's something like that. You should listen to the track. I think it's just called Aperture Science, right? Maybe? And then the one from Portal 2 is called, like, Still Alive. Someone else can fact check me on that. Oh, Portal 1 came out in 2007, not 2006, for anyone who was, like, really deeply both invested in either when Portal came out or my ability to pull it out of my butt at whim. Anyway, let's get some more music going. Last time when we were on the show, my guy, The Lore, that's a different inside joke of a streamer, Northern Lion, playing a game, the Olympics, and one of his buddies just, like, totally botches a sentence and then tries to, like, find his footing and never finds it. And he stutters, like, 10 times in a row. And it begins with, my guy, The Lore, is his, like, first slip up. And whenever, like, me and my friend will, like, stutter or we can't get our sentence out, we just always look at the other person immediately and call him out on it and be like, my guy, The Lore, like, haha, you can't get it out. Anyway, my guy, The Lore, last time on the show, when we were listening to SMSOU by Eliminate and Frost Children, which it stands for Set My Sight on You, I think I'm gonna play it again because I think it should play all the way through. The song kind of evolves at each drop and it sounds really sick. Second of all, one of the lines toward the end of the song goes crazy, like, keep you in my head like a government chip, I walk the mile but I run this shit, is like, it's nuts. And I didn't finish the word, FCC, so you can't get rid of me. Anyway, it goes hard, and I mentioned it briefly last time, but I think SMSOU is, like, a really good example of, like, a collab in general in, like, EDM. Frost Children and, like, Eliminate are definitely two very silly, like, goofy producers for sure. They take themselves very non-seriously, I would say. And Eliminate has this very, like, bouncy, you know, he's got the like cyber whale kind of electronic robotic dolphin sound stuff going on, and like those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you're gonna be like, what is he talking about? By definition, I suppose. But those of you who know Eliminate know exactly what I'm talking about, and not just his song called Cyber Whale. Like, it's like the whole antithesis, or the whole like basis behind his sound design is this like underwater robotics and hydraulics and crap. And then Frost Children has this very like raw, almost not like analog, but like a lot of their synthesizers and just sound design in general is very simple. It gets kind of like, it might have some complex automation or some rhythms and grooves going on, but the like actual production put on it is very raw. Like a lot of times it's just like a ripping like sine wave bass, you know, like they don't have like a ton of effects on it. It goes crazy. But I think this track here, it really highlights both of the like what the artists like to do with their music. It's got a really bouncy, like almost elastic like sub bass going on throughout the most of the song that fits with a lot of like Eliminate's house style tracks. And then it also just has the very like what's like sexy almost appeal that Frost Children likes to do for their electronic music. So we will get that started. Oh my gosh, this playing the whole time in my ear is like both a treat and a burden. Okay, we have paused it, and we will get SMSOU by Eliminate and Frost Children on right now. SMSOU.
SMSOU. Set my sight on you.
Baby, I know you just know right now. I don't kiss on the first date, but I do now. Keep
you on my head like a government chip. I walk the mile, but I run this shit.
Oh my god, what a banger. Dude, it's a great track. Also, like, Frost Children, very interesting group. I talked about them a ton last time, so I'm not gonna go too far into it this time, but, like, they have, like, an acoustic-style kind of cutesy album called Hearthroom, and then they have another album called Speedrun, which is more like that, more EDM stuff. And, like, they just have a very... I don't know how to describe it, but, like, because, like, it's definitely, sex appeal is not the word I would use, which sounds really mean then, but it's like sex appeal adjacent, that they're like, unconventionally, like, attractive, if that makes sense, not on, like, a physical level, but, like, on, like, just their persona and how they bring it out. Some of these lines just go crazy. Like, I mean, this one's a classic. It's like, if I said I liked your body, would you hold it against me? It's like, would you hate me if I told you that I like your mouth and I'd give anything to have it to myself? It's just like a weird thing to say. But it's like in the club, it's like, it kind of goes hard. And what's the other one? It goes, I'ma let you just know right now. I don't kiss on the first date, but I do now. Is like, that's pretty... I don't know, man. Pretty swaggy. Also, saw these guys in a warehouse, which my mom is actually listening to the show right now. It was like, yo, this track, it's hard to sit still to this one. And mother, I would agree. It bops. It goes crazy. They did not play that track at the concert, unfortunately. But it was very fun going to, like, a warehouse concert because my mom used to go to those, too. So it was like, apple doesn't fall very far from the tree moment, I suppose. Coming up next, we've got a request from someone who called in last time. Okay, he didn't actually call in. It was an impersonator. Jackson Parcells was impersonating one of my other friends. I'll dox the person who was impersonating, but I won't dox the other one because I'm pretty sure I did in the show prior. But we will be doing Beach Bummer by Young Rising Suns. Ryan is a huge Young Rising Suns fan. They just released a track that wasn't Beach Bummer, I think. Was it Take Me Out? And it went crazy. So definitely check that one out. And then let me see, do we got Beach Bummer on here? We do! Let's get that going right here for Ryan McFarlane in Virginia. I did dox him, okay?
Beach bum, but I'm bummer.
All right, we're back. That one also banged. It's crazy. It's almost like Young Rising Suns consistently produces good music. They do. Okay, sorry. Yeah, very good track. I like it a lot. That was called Beach Bummer, and I did log it. Huge. Okay, I did log it. That one goes out to Ryan. He said I was hip and with it, so I'm pretty sure that's like all the accolade I need in this. If you have any requests, I've never done this on the show before, but I'm gonna say the call-in number live. It's 855-915-9636. So if you're listening and you want to call in and either talk or request a song, be my guest. However, there are some rules. You're not allowed to swear. You're not allowed to talk about anything sexy. Only I'm allowed to say that word. Like, literally, please don't. No talking about, like, revelry of most kinds, you know? You can talk about having a good time, but hopefully in a sober state of mind, or at least make it appear that way. And, also preferably, I have no idea what the lag is like, but, like, maybe try to call when I'm in one of these interludes, just talking, chatting, ranting about life as we know it, because if you play during the music, then I have to, like, mute the music in the studio, but keep the music playing, and then answer the phone, but not put it on live. And the sheet on how to answer the phone is now gone. The one that had the instructions that I totally used to cheat last time, so that'll be cool. Maybe don't call it. Maybe we'll wait one more week. No, we'll leave it open. We'll see if I can figure it out if you want to. Otherwise, there is a DJ chat as well. At wmfo.org/djchat, or if you have my direct contact information and want to just like shoot me a text for a request, go for it, and we will try to get it on air. Yeah, let's see, what else do we got? This is just a really decent, like, kind of Latin vibe. I very much like, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I very much love my, like, my Moomba, my reggaeton, kind of like Dylan Francis style stuff, or just anything like the Latin genre. And this is a track that my friend Jackson showed to me just earlier this week. Goes crazy. It was right after I showed him the track I opened with, actually, The Sauce by Manwolves. This is Guava by Naika, and it goes nuts. It's a great vibe. I'm going to be dancing in the studio to it, so join me, but not in the studio. But you could sometime, but not this time.
Non-stop, all aboard, on the equator and new couture. Maybe I just want more. Lately I've been spoiling myself like a chore. Non-stop, on Ali. I go up, up, away. French tiptoes on the marble floors. Bitch won't stop till a bitch on Forbes. I know they want it, they watching. I got it galore. Men go work for the guava. Can't tell me nada. Take time tryna win me over. My, what a big persona. The mango. If he know the vibe, get a wrinkle. This work of our Devin's Fango. Gonna taste the rainbow. He said he wanna take me for a ride. He's sentimental, begging for delight. And I get lost in it. That sauce so good, make you wanna put a straw in it. I know they want it, they watching. I got it galore. Mango work for the guava. Can't tell me nada. Take time tryna win me over. My, what a big persona. Mango hack for the guava. Can't tell me nada. Take time tryna win me over. My, but they can't control her. Control her guava. Sweet tropicana. Wish you were here right now. Cause you'll do what I want for the coton. Tu sais que
que c'est bon, c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, bon, bon. C'est le fruit de la pas, fruit de la pas, fruit de la passion, du miel et coton. Tu sais que c'est bon, c'est bon, 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 c'est bon, 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 bon.
Wow, this is a crazy, maybe like breakthrough episode for Button Pushers, because first, Diego hasn't ranted about, I did talk about Portal actually for like a minute. I was going to say Diego hasn't ranted about any video games. And there's only been one electronic song out of the four that we've played so far, which is kind of crazy. I also, like, did I really rant about Portal? All I said was that it's really good and you should play it. We didn't even talk about how, like, GLaDOS is an excellently written character and, like, how, oh, no, I'm such a fake fan. I'm trying to remember what the name of the president of Aperture Science was called. He has, like, such a very, like, radio, like, actor, like, jerk CEO name. I'm just gonna look it up on the radio computer. Let's see. Aperture Science president name. Cave Johnson, founder and CEO, and how it booms over the speakers every time he gives a speech while you're taking the tests. Great game. Go check it out. Anyway, okay, let's see. What else do we want to play? I haven't been listening to, like, a ton of electronic music recently, lately. I honestly haven't been listening to a ton of music lately at all. That being said, for another track that is not electronic, here's one that I picked up in high school. So this one takes me back, and it's just kind of fun to listen to it again, because when it was first brought to my attention by my girlfriend at the time, my high school girlfriend, was that it was like a very I was like the only person at my school that listened to electronic music, and my girlfriend at the time was kind of interested in checking out some of that music and like would show me some other tracks. And I remember her showing me this track and me thinking like, it's good, but it's not like electronically, like it's not like technically impressive, I think. Is like, I was just like, I felt snobbish, perhaps. Like, I think my attitude toward it was incredibly snobby, where I was like, this is good, but it's not in the, like, vein of the, like, pure chaos that I like to listen to, so I'm not going to listen to it. And now that I'm, you know, older, and I've refined my taste palette a little bit more, and by that I mean just broadened it, I still listen to the other stuff. This track's great, and it's, I think the vocals are mastered really well. They really punch through a lot of the track. And there are some parts in the song that are like, okay, it does look like Buddy's learning how to use a synthesizer for the first time and trying some cool stuff, but it fits. Like, the track has a really natural feel to it. I do like how natural the vocals are, like, and how they push through the rest of the track. And I also think the lyrics are just really powerful, fun to like, not really like scream, but just like get out, you know, like, you can feel your chest vibrate a little bit as you let them out, like, kind of like, say Rob Zombie. No, okay, not really. But anyway, let us play Used To by Mute Math.
I used to be pretend it isn't worth knowing that you're better off without me. I guess that you were right when you told me I would probably one day be sorry. But you know I'm not the kind to beg for second try. Just chalk it up to another lesson learned and let it settle in. If I ever love again, remember now I used to feel alive. I used to want to. I used to be alright. I used to love you. I used to
what a beautiful track. Great track. A new thing on the show too, maybe, is like, I might just start talking about some of the lyrics in these tracks while we're at it, because I've been doing a lot of like lyric analysis, but I don't have any real analysis on this one. I just like, there's one line in here, let's see, I just like the line, like as it starts the chorus and he goes, I used to feel alive, and he goes, I used to want to. It's just like a crazy, like the way that he says it in the track, and all the music kind of falls flat and the line kind of ends a little bit more abruptly than you might have been expecting, because the line prior is very long. It's like, I used to feel, and he goes, alive, and he like holds that for a really long time, and then he goes, I used to want, and he just goes to, and it ends. And it's just very like, I don't know, it punches and it gets to like the heart of the matter too, where it's like, this is just like what I'm at. It goes hard, and that's probably why the song is called Used To. They knew what they were doing. It's the point that they wanted to highlight. Great track, and definitely go check out some of Mute Math's other stuff. I believe that's on their Vitals EP. Is that an album? I think it's an EP. Oh, maybe it's an album. Oh, he says. Some other tracks that I like off of that are Best of Intentions, Safe If We Don't Look Down, and All I See. All I See is a beautiful love song. Definitely go check that out. Also, like, kind of fitting for Valentine's Day. Hope all the lovers out there had a great Valentine's Day yesterday. All the non-lovers, hope you know, made it through, or perhaps just treated it like every other day, I suppose. I personally am like, I was not in a relationship for this Valentine's Day, but even on Valentine's Day, I'm like, it's like, I like going on dates and doing cute stuff, but like, we don't need a day for it. Like, love, like, as Jordy would say, Jordy from last show, that we're all just the vibration of love. So why do we need one day to celebrate it when really love should exist through you and everyone you involve yourself with at all times? I have no idea if this mic has, like, the omnidirectional input, but I was moving my head around it, so hopefully you got some of that like ASMR action. Oh wait, what are we doing? Hold up. Oh yeah. Okay, get that back in there. Okay, yeah, anyway, what was it talking about? Oh, Valentine's Day. Hope you had fun. If you didn't, sorry. But Love Songs Rule and All I See by Mute Math. Okay, I'm taking the things off the stack, so I'm bringing us back. That's a CS thing, so I'm pretty sure probably 85% of my usual listeners are probably CS majors, actually, so maybe that just works out. What else do we got? Oh, I've been listening to some, like, 80s, 90s rap recently, mostly because I got a new therapist recently, and my therapist, my opening question to pretty much anyone I meet after I've talked to them for like maybe 30 minutes is like, what kind of music do you listen to? Because it's the only thing I care about in life, I suppose. That's not true. I'm healthy, don't worry. But music does rule. And she was like, I really like 90s rap. And I was like Cypress Hill and stuff. And she was like, yeah, it goes hard. And I was like, you know, I don't know enough of that. Like Cypress Hill was like one of the only people I could bring up to my, or one of the only groups I could bring up. And if you don't know them, you definitely know their song Insane in the Membrane. It was just like a crazy popular track, both because I think it's like super good from like a, oh, I'm gonna mess people up standpoint. So it's a great rap song, but then also just Insane in the Membrane goes crazy for like kids movies. Oh, this is so loud. I'm gonna turn it down just a little bit. Wow, I'm losing it. Old rap. And so I was listening to the Doc, the DOC, and he has a line in this track that just goes crazy. So we're gonna be playing Mind Blowin' by the DOC from his album No One Can Do It Better. And honestly, brother, I don't know if anyone can do it better. He kind of killed it. He, as the children would say these days, he not only served, but he ate, and he left a tip. I don't know if they say all that, but they do be talking. Anyway.
This is serious business.
Y'all ready to get hyped or what? We're right about now, the Doc and the Doctor. His house in the set, center stage, pumping it just like this. A little something for the brethren with intellect. Understand it. It's like a message from the one who's getting candid. Making a mark on the strength with rhyme ain't like nothing. When you're pumping, something and bumping, did it? Cause it's like I had to make one. Better than the last one. Close to mistake, none. But something new was needed in the mix to make it as lethal, so lethal that I would think you couldn't be made to invade certain areas. No other jurisdiction, but that was fiction. As you progress and you're enlightened, and the better you're writing by never biting, you're exciting to the crowd. Club congregation, a gathering. Homies in the street, they'll be thinking you OG. Smooth, wordy example of how I'm living. I get in this prime, pumping records that'll blow your mind. I would have been down with rock, but I'd be broke by the punk. I'm opening up my trunk to reveal death. Living it up, my life is like a story. Yelling it, cause nobody else is telling it. Checking it, always getting paid, cause the rap is sort of a twist between what you needed and what I mean. What I mean by twist, now you gotta listen. Never a song in a negative, cause I'm a part of what you've been missing. So in total, this is one of the many styles of an artist. Hard it may be, but not my heart, it's just a portion. Cup of salty water in the ocean. Rocking it was the notion, this means I needed a potion. So I asked the doctor, D-R-E, could he comply? Looking at me with a grin, he shrugged his head and said, why would you ask me a question? Knowing you knew the answer all the time, I make the records you can give us that'll blow their mind. Melodic. After 30 seconds, Dre looked up and said, I got it like the dope sound. Rolling with a dope beat made me rock a dope rhyme.
which was simple, cause I'm equivalent to the greatest. Nobody knew before, cause I just decided to make myself apparent once more to deliver to you an order. Let's call it a system. A brother tried to play me like a kid, so I dismissed him. And now I'm ruthless by keeping the crowd grooving. To get so righty that you swear your chair's moving, but it wouldn't, it couldn't, it's for a feeling you encounter. When you're rocking to the music of the docking, Dre is on the cut, so be weary of all movement, but whatever you do, take the time to enhance the record by making moves like smooth, and I'll keep pumping lyrics top of music that'll blow your mind.
The doctor. It goes crazy. It's a great track, right? Anyway, that was called Mind Blowin' by the DOC. The line I wanted to highlight in there that I think is just super good, like, the flow is really sick. It keeps switching between whether he's dropping the rhyme in the middle of the line or at the end. And where is the conclusion of it? He goes, it's sort of a twist between what you needed and what I mean by twist, now you gotta listen. And then the line goes, never a segment is negative, cause I'm employing what you been missing. And it's just like, I don't even know how he gets all that out in the amount of time that he does. I'm gonna play it back real quick for all of you to enjoy as well. Let's try there.
Always getting paid cause the rap is sort of a twist between what you needed and what I mean by twist. Now you gotta listen. Never a song in a negative cause I'm a part what you've been missing. So
like, wow, dude, that's crazy. How'd that come to you in the moment? I've been thinking a lot about like writing lyrics and stuff recently, so that's part of why I've been doing some lyric analysis. And like, that's just nuts. I found like it honestly just helps to record and start talking, or like get a beat going and then just like start, yeah, genuinely just like filibustering, speaking into the ether is what I like to call it. And that's how you can get some of this stuff, but like that line goes hard. I also just missed this kind of like West Coast style of rap. If you're with me on that, the only like artists I know that are making consistently like music very similar in this domain, at least that I listen to, are Joey Valance and Bray. That's like a hip hop duo doing similar stuff like this. If you know anyone releasing stuff like this, please let me know, either in the DJ chat or hit my line or something. It goes crazy. It's a really great track, and style of music in general, West Coast rap. I've been saying a lot. I try to cut that out in the shows, but I'm a little rusty. I've been away for a whole season, a whole semester. That's crazy, dog. All right, what else do we got left? I want to play the new Flume song, because it goes very hard, and it's also, yeah, it's featuring Kuka. I thought I had another track by Kuka, but maybe it's, I think it might just be another one that Flume has done with her, but it came out yesterday, and it's great. It has a lot of very interesting, kind of like a Moomba reggaeton rolling bassline, but the Jersey style percussion is what I've inferred from it. Flume has this very interesting way of making like very experimental music that still somehow it falls from music sometimes, but it's still very beautiful, I feel like. Especially like his release like last year, where he did a bunch of his like unreleased unfinished projects, and it was just a bunch of like 5 or 6 tracks that he was like, I think I'm done with these for now, but they've been cooking on my hard drive for like 6 years, so here they are. It's just a lot of experimental stuff, and it's fun to watch him just like toy around with it. You can see him doing some of that stuff in this track. So here is One More Night by Flume and Kuka. Oh, it's so good, dude.
You can't.
right, that was One More Night by Flume and Kuka. I am actually gonna look up. Okay, let's see. Kuka is also in. Oh, it. She does the lyrics in "It's Our Destiny" by Imanu, which both the original crazy track. I feel like "It's Our Destiny" is one of the tracks that really pulled Imanu into his like into what he does now. But anyway. And then there's also a really good Night Punk remix if you liked Kuka's vocals. Also, my friend who pointed me or pointed my attention to this track hit me up while I was playing and said it reminded them of one of the songs from the album I was talking about from Flume, which is, I believe it's called Spoke to Aliens Finally. Let me check. Spoke 2 with a 2. Aliens Finally 1.3 brackets 2020 export WAV. Yeah, so all the tracks have that because it's like, oh, I'm just pulling these off of my computer. And the album is called Things Don't Always Go the Way You Plan. I agree. It does very much sound like that track. Also, did this come out like almost exactly a year ago? Yeah, February 8th of 2023. That's crazy, dog. Anyway, yeah, very similar like chord stabs and like pulling off the tail end of these chords to get some like very glitchy effects. He does that technique, I would say, in both of the tracks. Okay, we've got probably time for one more song. That being said, I also need to do a PSA and close this out, so I'll probably do all of that in rapid succession really quickly. Okay, distracted driving. Oh, I'm gonna get my license. I'm working on it. Oh, that's surprise to my mom, maybe. I don't know if I told her that. Hey, I'm working on getting my license. Aren't you proud of me? Yeah. Anyway, distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptextstoprex.org and learn more. Oh my, that is so hard to say. And also on like a mic that is catching every one of my S's like a lot harsher than I feel like it should and making me feel self-conscious. Stop Rex is just, that's psychotic. Why would you make me say it? Anyway, that's probably a really great website. I would go check it out. Let's get one more in here. I found a track by Elohim the other night that I thought was really great. Maybe we'll do that one. We could do the Tokyo Drift remix though too, which would go kind of hard. Nah, we'll do the Elohim song, but we'll get into this. Hopefully I'll have a mix or something a little bit more put together next time. I did play with throwing some, like, lyrics of songs, stereo or surround sound by Jid on some other tracks, and it went pretty hard, in my humble opinion, but we'll see. We'll try and pull something together, hopefully, for next time. And as I take off, we will listen to Can't Remember Your Name by Elohim. Focusing very much on her excellent, excellent, excellent vocals and control of the mid-range in her songs.
Are you gonna save me when I'm drowning, when I'm 10 feet underground and I'm a shell of the human you see? Are you gonna judge me when I'm failing, suffocating, contemplating if this world is the right place for me? I take the drugs so my fears go away. Catch me so faded I can't see your face. What's the point of living if I can't feel a thing? What's the point of fucking if I can't remember your name?
As this track is playing, I realize I think I forgot to say this has been Button Pushers, and we're working on the name, maybe we'll see. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And thanks for listening. Tune back in next week.
What's the point of fucking